is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Beer Market Company in Midtown, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey now, I forgot that now the rule is the 550 segment, there's a hard out because we match up with SportsMap Radio at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I totally forgot that, too.
You screwed that up, huh?
Yeah, are we linked up? Are we on the same page now?
We are now on the same page, yeah, we're good.
Thank goodness. I'm sorry, Barry's unprofessional. He didn't know the rules.
Just blame it on Granato.
It was Granato's fault mostly, but Barry has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, Barry kept asking him questions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was totally my fault for talking so much during the segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll own it.
For some reason, watching that game last night, it felt like an Astros win. Did you get that same vibe when the Yankees won that game? Did it feel like an Astros win?
You kind of felt like it was, okay, good. You didn't want to see the Indians because of how they played you during the regular season. But, yeah, you felt like, it's funny because I didn't think that the Yankees were going to win that game. I had already made my lineups and predictions and, you know, rotation matchups between the Indians and the Astros. And it was kind of a relief, though, as a fan of the Astros to see that and say, okay, yeah, I kind of like – I mean, Sonny Gray is game one. And he had, what, like a 9 ERA and five innings, runs?
He struggled the last month, probably.
But the one outing that he had against the Astros, yeah. He went 5 innings, gave up 5 runs. So you look at that and you think game one, you think, yeah. But like you said, it's the Yankees, it's the mystique. I worry about that. But Keuchel at home, I'll take Keuchel at home any day of the week.
Well, Keuchel and Verlander. I mean, you've got to feel good about the way you're set up.
I have a question for you because I've been debating this and what do you do with that third spot in the rotation, right? Because – There's the Astros, and I've said before, I think that rotation 1-6, they might be the deepest team in the playoffs. Because when you get past their two aces in Keuchel and Verlander, you still have Peacock, Morton, McHugh, McHugh might be their most consistent guy. Not the best, but as far as consistency, go back and look at his numbers and his wins year in and year out. I mean, he was fourth in Rookie of the Year, 18-game winner, 19-game winner. His ERA isn't great, but he's consistent. You know what you're going to get out of him. He's the most consistent pitcher they have. And then you've got McCullers, who's kind of a wild card. Who do you throw out there in game three? Do you take a chance with McCullers? He's got ace stuff. Do you run Peacock out? He didn't look great. Morton probably had the best outing of guys not named Verlander and Keuchel in the division series. Because McCullers pitched.
Give me who you think the realistic options are.
I think if they head to New York up to zero, I think you run McCullers out there and take the chance because if he goes out and has a great game, then that's a nail in the coffin. They're down 3-0, and it's tough to come back from that. If he falters, then you can run Peacock out there early and stretch that game out and give him some innings, and you don't burn Morton. But I think if they split at home and they go on the road, I would start Morton because I think he has the best stuff and the best chance and the most experience. And of those guys, with McCullers being such a wild card right now.
I just don't trust Lance McCullers, honestly.
I get it. People don't. But, dude, before he got hurt.
Yeah, before
he got
hurt. He
was a top 10 pitcher.
That was a long time ago.
Ace material.
That was a long time ago.
But
and every time he's come back since, he hasn't been.
But here's the thing. When Keuchel came back, 3 starts in, everybody was like, oh, my God, they've got to go out and get another ace because Keuchel has lost it. And I even made the point, give him a 4th start. If he has 4 bad starts in a row, then, yes, panic on Keuchel. But then he came back in that 4th start, he pitched amazing, and he has ever since. Why not give McCullers that same opportunity to get that time? Because maybe that's what he needs. You might need Lance McCullers in the World Series. And if you can get him right in a game when you're up 2-0 and he does come out and get right, boy, you are going to be tough to handle for anybody left in the playoffs.
You know when I would pitch Lance McCullers? If I'm up or down 5 runs.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's when I'd go out there and I'd say, all right, well, what do you got, man?
What's the risk to run him out there and maybe get down 2-0 on the road against the Yankees and have to bring in Peacock in the second or third inning? What's the risk in that? Because if he goes out and he pitches like he's capable of pitching.
Well, because now you're asking a guy who's been a starting pitcher for most of this season to start going back to the bullpen.
And Peacock had 13 outings out of the bullpen with a sub 1.8 ERA.
When? April, May?
in this year.
April, May, right?
But he knows how to prepare for that.
I understand that, but I'm talking about you're switching up what a guy's been doing for, you know, the last several months. I don't know that I like that at this point. I don't know that that's what I'm looking to do, you know, when you're in the ALCS. That doesn't seem like the time to fidget and figure things out.
But he's done it, though. That's what I'm saying. He knows how to prepare. If he knows going in, all right, listen, game three, if we're up 2-0, you're my first option out of the bullpen for long relief. I'm going to need you to be ready for that. Hell, if he could throw Verlander out there, who's never pitched in relief in his life, why can't Brad Peacock, who did it several times this year, be ready to do the same thing if McCullers falters?
Barry, you're wrong about that. Verlander's pitched once in relief, okay?
Oh, one time in relief?
One time ever.
That's what I mean. It was this time,
but you said
right? Never. Yeah, never until he pitched in whatever game, the last game.
Oh, all right.
He had never pitched in relief before that game, and A.J. Hinch did it. So Peacock has done it. He's done it this year.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little bit more on the other side. I got to tell you about my computer career. We got to line back up on the clock. If you've ever thought about starting over, working with computers, My Computer Career can get you there. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. What are you waiting for? Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Beer Market Company in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. He is off getting his nails done at the management retreat. They're doing a ropes course right now before they go eat at the fanciest restaurant in all the land.
Luby's?
No. Golden Corral.
Oh, okay.
Golden Corral is going to be catering their event tonight. They're bringing the chocolate fountain that people like stick their hands in.
Oh, God. I don't know if you could pay me to eat out of the chocolate fountain. I'll be honest with you. Now, it would have to – okay, if you threw me $1,000, I would dip a strawberry in the chocolate fountain. Anything less than that? I'm not risking getting Hep C.
So
for
$5,
no,
you would not.
Absolutely not. I would walk away so fast. There's no $5.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You would do that for $5. You would eat out of that nasty chocolate fountain for $5.
I'll do a lot of stuff for $5.
I bet you would.
Yeah, you let me tell you.
Yeah. By the way, just to clean some things up from the last segment, they actually released the Yankees released their rotation at about 5:45, which would make sense why we didn't see it. But Tanaka will be taking the mound in Game 1. Severino, Game 2. Sabathia will start Game 3. Sonny Gray will pitch Game 4. Surprises me a little based on how everybody else in their rotation was going
as far as
dates.
It makes sense, yeah, because Tanaka hasn't pitched in a couple days. And what isn't great about that, and here's the thing about Tanaka. Tanaka is, when he's at his best, he's damn near unhittable.
Yeah.
But Tanaka is like a coin flip of whether he's going to be awesome Tanaka or total gas can Tanaka. And we've seen the way these managers go in the playoffs. If you give up two runs,
quick hook,
you're done. And the bullpen for the Yankees, it's one of the bullpens that feels the most comfortable doing that. The Yankees and the Indians, in the American League anyway, were the two best bullpens by far. And that's why in that series, both those teams were so willing to pull their starter early because they just felt like if we get into a bullpen battle, we feel good about it. I thought the Indians made a massive mistake last night pulling Kluber after he gave up three runs. It ends up not mattering because the Indians didn't, they never scored a third run. But at the time, I'm thinking, with the exception of two at-bats from Didi Gregorius, Corey Kluber dominated that lineup. Yeah. Six strikeouts in three innings. I mean, he was clowning everybody except one guy. And like, that's it, pulling him out. If I'm a manager and I've got the best pitcher in the world on my team and I lose an elimination game with him on the mound,
I'm all right with that.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all right with it.
It's like what happened with Verlander when he gave up that home run. AJ Hinch didn't say, "Well, I'm taking you out
now."
You ride Verlander is the best pitcher on that staff by far.
And
you're
riding
with him. You made the move. You might as well stick with it.
Now, whether or not you question when they brought Verlander
in, I think that was a mistake.
I absolutely did. I don't like bringing a guy who's never had a relief appearance in his life, bringing him in mid inning with a runner on and starting him from the stretch. I thought was a disastrous call. But it ends up working out, and once he gets through that inning, you let him keep going.
Right,
you got to. But I questioned that from the Indians last night. But my expectation is the Yankees will be much quicker to pull their starters than will the Astros.
Oh, of course. Well, they have a better bullpen, and they. I mean, like you said, the wild card game. You see, Severino. What did he last? An inning and a third, or something like that.
Who did you say was pitching Game 3 for the Yankees? Sabathia.
Game 3 was Sabathia. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I feel pretty good about the way those teams will match up either way. I think when you get to 3-4 in the rotation, when you get to Sabathia, Sonny Gray, I don't think the Astros have a guy that's better than those guys to be the third and fourth starter.
Really?
But I like the Astros matchups in Game 1 and 2, obviously, and I would no matter who they threw out in Game 1 and 2.
Yeah, I was surprised. I knew that they hit Tanaka well this year. In the one game that they saw him, he lasted an inning and two-thirds and gave up 8 earned runs against the Astros.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, and that's the game one starter, which is why I would have thought you would have gone with Sonny Gray, who Sonny Gray didn't pitch great either. I think he had, like I said, he went 5 innings and gave up 5 earned runs, but I'll take a 5 ERA over a 43 ERA any day of the week.
Well, that's why I say they got bad Tanaka that day.
Yeah, that's true.
But Tanaka on any given day can be like an ace or just a total dud. We were talking about this off the air. It's a little bit like McCullers.
Yeah.
Like right now, if you throw McCullers, you have no idea what you're going to get. You know that McCullers can be great.
Right.
You know he can, but you also know you've seen him go out there and just light the whole stadium on fire and
burn it down.
Whoops. Oh, sorry about that. You know, it's.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. Now, the Yankees don't have options. The Yankees have a rotation that they've got to stick to. They don't. Which is. I don't know if that's a luxury that they've got 4 guys and only 4 guys that they trust, or would you rather be the Astros with 2 guys that you trust no matter what, and then you're going to piece together the rest of it?
Like I said, though, those 4 guys after Keuchel and Verlander, I mean, because you're talking about basically you're matching up with other teams' threes and fours. All four of the guys after Verlander and Keuchel are either, in the case of McCullers, ace stuff, just hasn't pitched like it. But the other 3 guys are solid threes in the majors. Morton as a 3 on any other team, that's a solid 3.
Solid.
McHugh, same thing. Look at his numbers
consistently. I think McHugh's like an end-of-the-rotation guy.
But McHugh as a 3 on most teams is a solid number 3. And I would put him up against most teams' number 3s. And then the same thing.
Would you put him up against Sonny Gray? Or Sabathia? I wouldn't.
I was never high on Sonny Gray, though. When the Astros were talking about going and getting him, I was very.
About stuff. You love McCullers stuff.
Stuff versus production, though.
Sonny Gray's got all the stuff in the world. Colin McHugh has no stuff. He's just
all he does is get results. I mean, he was a 19-game winner on a team that also had a guy that won 20 and a Cy Young. Go back and look at year in and year out. He's going to be around 4-3-8 when you 17 to 20 games somewhere in there. That's all he does every year is put up numbers. He's one of those guys where you hate it because you feel like he should be better. But it seems like he's doing worse than he really is.
I just
is.
Feel good. Anytime they do anything well with him on the mound, I'm like, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. Because I feel like he's like a number 5 starter on really any team.
I feel like of all of them, I trust the least is Peacock. And because I know he had a great year, But if you remember Peacock last year, he got sent down. He struggled. Mm-hmm. Now, sure, you can find it, and guys find it for a year. But when is he going to lose it again? You know what I'm saying? Look at Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers, when he came over in the trade, he had a no-hitter. He pitched great. He had a great June. But outside of that, he's not pitched well.
We talked a little bit about Mike Fiers during the break, and he wasn't even on the ALDS roster. I don't think he's on the ALCS roster. He's got arguably the best curveball on this team. And this is a Yankees team, ask Aaron Judge, who's struggling with anything that moves.
Yeah,
it ain't easy for them right now. So I wouldn't have hated if they would have put him on the roster. But
you would have started him?
I don't know. I don't know that I may have considered if I was up two games to one, two games to none, maybe. I would have thought about it.
So you would have started Fiers over McCullers in Game 3 in Yankee Stadium up 2-0.
I don't know. It's tough.
That's what I'm saying. But that's a good problem to have, though, when you
think
about it.
I feel like the upside for McCullers is obviously much greater. You know, but I feel like Fiers is like a – I think I feel about Fiers the way you feel about Colin McHugh.
Right.
Like, he feels like a safe-ish option to me. Like, I don't think he's going to go out there and give up 8 runs.
Okay.
I could see McCullers just having, like, the blow-up inning, and they trust him because he's got good stuff, but then he just keeps getting wrecked. And
I think the thing I like about McCullers, though, at least, too, and somebody actually mentioned this on a text today at some point, but at least when McCullers is out there, you know he's focused and he's competing. And sometimes when I watch, like, Fiers, he's kind of lackadaisical. The same thing with, like, Will Harris. When Will Harris goes out there, he's looking in the stands, he's looking up, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, focus.
Here's the other thing about Brad Peacock. When we talk about results,
yep.
When you talk about the guys on this team who have given you the most consistent results this season,
yeah,
it's probably Brad Peacock. I mean, even more than Keuchel.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I mean, how many times has Brad Peacock come out and gone on like a 3-game losing streak? It hasn't happened.
No.
He's lost 2 games all year.
13-2 with a 3 ERA.
He's been their most consistently good pitcher this year. I mean, obviously you're not going to start him ahead of Keuchel or Verlander because those are your aces, but I think he's my Game 3 guy.
Okay. Even if they're up 2-0, so you don't like the idea of...
If they're up 2-0, I might roll the dice a little bit, but I don't think I'm rolling with McCullers.
Because, well, but... See,
if they're up 3-0, I'll pitch McCullers.
So Game 4, you're saving him?
Yeah. And if they're down 1-2...
But here's the problem.
If they're down 1-2 going into Game 4, I'm pitching Dallas Keuchel again. Because I don't want to fall down 1-3, because then it's basically over.
But here's the problem with running Peacock out there in Game 3 and then McCullers in Game 4. You have really no long relief that you trust out of the bullpen that's done it, right? Morton is not a long relief guy out of the pen.
Dubinsky, McHugh, maybe.
Do you trust Dubinsky right now?
Not
he gave
really.
Up a couple of runs in the DS as well. The only guy out of that pen that's done it and done it with a sub-180 ERA is Peacock, which is why I say if you run McCullers out there in Game 3 and he falters with just a little bit in the first or second inning, you can bring in Brad Peacock, and it's like you started him anyways. But he knows how to do it.
If McCullers blows up in the first couple innings of Game 3, I'm leaving him out there for 7.
Yeah, right.
I'm resting my bullpen, and I'll be like, I'll see you guys Game 4.
Yeah, with more.
Sorry about your postseason ERA, McCullers. That's on you, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would say.
All right.
All right.
They run Peacock out there Game 4, right?
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Beer Market Company in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. They're about to get it on here at the Stein Hoisting Contest.
Did that guy wear a costume for this?
I don't know if that's for this.
Is he a Sam Adams rep, or is he just really into this?
You talking about the guy in the referee costume?
No, I'm talking about the guy wearing the hat with the suspender getup.
You mean that's Lederhosen.
Oh, and flip-flops. That's very un-German.
That's not authentic.
No, Under Armour flip-flops. Oh, he broke his toe? Oh, wow.
Okay. Well,
you could have wore socks.
That makes sense. I will say, no offense, but that's an old-ass man. And he, like, he's won this contest. Like, these are all prior champions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that old dude has won before.
Oh, wow.
I respect him.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like his.
Hats off.
And he's got the costume.
Yeah. He's not messing around.
There's a couple big boys in there. Big guy over there in the red. Hey, guy in the red, you have a Harley? Do you have a Harley? No? Oh, I would have bet $1,000 you had a Harley. And then
flat top and a goatee, that's definitely
Harley.
That's
Harley material.
That's old man Harley, like midlife crisis
right.
material.
And then
for
the
sure.
guy over here in the green, he's got you lift weights, you work out? Yeah, he works out.
You used to. Not anymore. Don't lie. Bit. Used to. Come on, we can see you.
Steroid.
You used to work out.
Steroid shrunk you to what? Show me that one more time. No. But, yeah, we've got a good crowd here. Some ladies are here as well.
Yep.
This lady looks confident. I believe
one?
It. This lady right here. Yeah. She looks like she's going to win. I don't know about her.
Tyler said you had to have strong shoulders for this.
Yeah.
Who looks like they have the strongest shoulders?
I don't know.
I'm not going the old man.
What about her right here?
Well, you can see her shoulders.
Right.
So that's good. I think I'm going to go the guy having the midlife crisis.
The Harley Davidson guy?
Yeah, but he looks like he might be out of shape, too.
I feel like if he wins that grand, he could put a down payment on a Harley.
He might.
Right?
Yeah, he might.
That one makes sense.
By the way, I just want to say, I always judge a place on how nice their bathroom is. If you ask me, is that a nice place to go, I'll tell you based on the bathroom. Like, if I would
Yet
sit
you
on
always
the toilet,
eat at Denny's.
After a show... Listen, I don't need you making
Do you
valid-
go to the Denny's with really nice bathrooms?
Yeah, of course.
The only Denny's?
The River Oaks Denny's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this place has a really nice bathroom, so I highly recommend it if you want to come out and grab a beer or some food and watch the game. Tons of TVs. Very nice bathroom, though. Highly recommend if you need
Well, that's what really matters.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to use it at some point.
I mean, they've
right
got
here.
24 taps, but they also have a really nice bathroom.
Did
you sit down?
No, I just Yeah.
I just had to pee.
I pooped in 30 seconds, AJ.
Oh, we've talked before. Joel Blank can do it.
Yeah, well,
he's a super fast pooper.
He's a super pooper, so I can't do that.
I have a squatty potty. That helps me get full elimination quickly.
One time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky. I don't.
Well, you're a poor.
I'm broke.
Yeah. I've got a gold-plated squatty potty
And
at
I'm
home.
Pooping in the backyard, so
yeah,
that's whatever.
That makes sense.
Well,
that makes sense.
Are they starting right now?
I think so. I think we're about to get underway. Hoffman on Hollywood next. We've got a – which I hate that this is the case, but we've got to now put OJ in Hoffman on Hollywood stuff. We can't be sports OJ anymore.
Damn it.
But we do have an OJ report. And, Jong, I have something – I want to know if you did this on your comic book. Oh, Jong's not even here. Never mind.
Yeah, definitely not Jong.
Yeah, you're definitely not Jong.
Well, nope.
Then I don't care if I'm stealing Jong's bit either way. But we've got that coming up next. We've been super sportsy today. I meant to go over the NFL lines, but we got caught up talking baseball. And
right.
I think that's sort of a sign that, I mean, even in 2015, and I knew in 2015 the Astros had no chance. And I said it, and everyone got mad at me, but I didn't care because I just say what I think is real. That Astros team was never winning the World Series. You weren't going to convince me that they could.
Okay.
But I'm excited about this team, and it's the first – I've been in Houston for, I think, 8 years now. It's the first Houston sports team since I've been in this market that I've really been excited about their chances to win a championship. I never got suckered into Matt Schaub's going to lead the Texans to a Super Bowl. I don't care if they're 13. You're not fooling me, Matt Schaub. You ain't winning a Super Bowl, bro. I've just never thought the Texans had a shot. I've never believed that the Rockets, even when they made it to the Western Conference Finals, I knew exactly what was going to happen in those Western Conference Finals.
Right.
They were going to get made love to by Steph Curry, and they did. And it's different with this Astros team. I said it at the a month into the season. It's the first time that I've actually had I've been excited at the possibility of a Houston team winning something.
And you get a bad rap for not supporting Houston, but it's because you keep it real. I mean,
it's not my job to say great things about these
guys.
No,
you're not just going to kiss ass for every Houston team. So when you do come out and say, I really feel like this team can win the World Series, at least people know it's genuine. You're not just sucking up.
And let me tell you, I think last night's game took the Astros way closer to winning the World Series. I said this before. I said I thought the Astros had about a 40% chance of beating the Indians in a playoff series. I think they've got about a 60% chance of beating the Yankees.
Okay.
That's a 20% swing with one game, with one game result. I'm suddenly extremely excited about this team. Like I said, I think all three of those teams left in the National League are really, really good. And I'll have to see who comes out before I start, you know, writing a matchup report on them.
Right.
And I don't know that I'll pick the Astros to win the World Series. But the fact that they were in the ALDS, I felt comfortable picking them to win. I didn't think they would have a problem with Boston. They didn't. I think they're going to win this series. I think it's going to be a good series, but I think they're going to win it.
And what? I think
Astros in six.
Okay.
And I think that, I mean, if you're in the World Series, you got a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you're an underdog. And I bet the Astros would be an underdog in the World Series. But
I think it depends too. I think if they're playing the Dodgers, probably. If they're playing the Nationals, yeah. If they're playing the Cubs,
the defending World Series champion Cubs,
the Cubs that they've flown under the radar, no doubt. But I think of the three left in the playoffs, I like their chances best against the Cubs because that lineup.
Oh, I'm not telling. I think the Cubs are the team that I would pick. I would probably pick the Astros.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think that they. I think the Astros would be a betting underdog, underdog against all three of those teams.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay,
I might be wrong, but I would project that would be the case.
How would you feel? So tell me who you think they have the best shot of beating, and the team you would be most worried about coming out of the National League.
I probably think the worst case scenario is they play the Nationals.
Okay,
because the Nationals have three pitchers on their team that are just as good or better than Keuchel and Verlander.
Okay.
And, you know, I think the Dodgers are close to that, too. The Dodgers have really good pitching, obviously, although Kershaw hasn't exactly been a great playoff performer.
And down the stretch, even though I don't give much credence to down the stretch because everything changes in the playoffs.
Ask the Indians what down the stretch means.
Yeah, but they looked really beatable that time.
Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers did. That lineup, I would, if I'm a Dodgers fan, I don't trust my batting order. I love my rotation. I love my bullpen, but I don't trust my batting order to put up enough runs.
I think Nationals are my – that's the team I want to see the least.
Yeah.
And then Dodgers and then Cubs.
Okay.
That's the order I would put
So best chance of beating the Cubs.
I think so.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel. But I feel like for some reason the Dodgers would give them the most fits. But I would not argue with you over the Nationals.
It'd be interesting to see Clayton Kershaw and Justin Verlander match
Wouldn't
up.
Would it, though?
Because Justin Verlander, while he's had a lot of ALDS and ALCS success, has pitched in a couple World Series games.
Not so good.
It hadn't been pretty.
Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw has had well-chronicled postseason struggles. So I think that would be interesting to see. But the Nationals are the one team that I think would be worst-case scenario for the Astros. So if you feel that way, then there's a game tonight that you may want to take some interest in.
Check it out.
That said, I can never root for the Cubs. Cubs fans are they're right there with Red Sox fans as the worst. I think, like, the Red Sox fans, what annoys me about Red Sox fan is they cry and complain about the Yankees buying World Series and the evil empire, and then they went out and bought a World Series and still acted like they were underdogs. Like, oh, we did it with grit and we grinded it out. No.
Big Poppy. You paid a lot of money for Big Poppy.
No, yeah. Big Poppy was a free agent.
He was a twin.
You stole Big Poppy from the Twins. You stole Manny Ramirez.
Yeah.
You stole Pedro Martinez. You stole Curt Schilling and you won. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Like, you basically turned into the Yankees and now you're like, oh, Johnny Damon came from Kansas City.
You had Nomar and a bunch of Reynolds.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
I'm with you on that. But I still hate the Yankee fan more just because of the way that they treat the Yankees. Right? Everyone wanted to burn Joe Girardi at the stake.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bum. Get him out of here. Then he wins three in a row, and they're all like, oh, well, you know, I really like Girardi. He's a good guy.
Well, I don't think Girardi's going to be back at the end of the year.
I wouldn't come back. I would tell him to go to hell.
Red Sox manager not coming back next year either.
I would go to the Red Sox if I was Girardi, and I would try to win win a World Series against the Yankees.
I think Joe Girardi's in that mode where he's made the money he needs to make. Yeah. I think he's good, like, going and laying on a beach somewhere.
But because if you leave the Yankees, if he leaves the team and doesn't come back, it's because he's talked about this. And I think even Joel mentioned this at some point because I wasn't aware of it. But it's stress related. Like he's burned out.
He just wants to do.
You're not going to the Red Sox. You might go get a job in Kansas City or something like that. But yeah,
you wanted a low pressure gig.
I would love it though,
or a no pressure gig.
I would love it. Oh God, could you imagine how mad Yankees fans would be after that?
I don't want that, though, because I'm unlike you. I hate Red Sox fan more than Yankee fan, for sure. At least Yankee fan knows what they are.
Like, D-backs.
Yeah, we buy our teams, and we're proud of it. We pay the most money.
Okay.
Cubs fan, that's the other thing. The lovable loser thing is out the window when you're, like, third in the league in payroll.
Cubs are that
I can't be like, oh, how cute. The Cubs finally won when they spent, $600 million in payroll. Wow.
Cubs are that rich... that rich chick that like goes emo just because she wants attention.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're not really being who you are.
Yes.
All right. Stop trying to play it out.
It's like Juggalo Trey, who has a Fallout Boy tattoo. He's that kind of emo. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he's got a Fallout Boy tattoo.
Oh, I don't like him anymore.
What?
I don't. A Fallout Boy tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That makes my Creed tattoo look okay.
His tattoo says, "My songs know what you did in the dark." It's like, what does that even mean? And he's like, I don't.
That's Fallout Boys.
It's the Fallout Boy lyric.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to go to break. You guys go ahead. Turn this down while I read about Window World. Guys, I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. They carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, and Window World has become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. No hassles. No high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com at 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Beer Market Company in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back for our last segment. The Stein Hoisting Championship is still going on. I think they're down to their final two or three. They're going at it hard. They're at the five-minute mark. We're at Beer Market Company in Midtown. You should stop by if you get a chance. Good place to hang out. We got to get to this. We got to get to Hoffman on Hollywood. Good news, Barry.
Oh, good.
OJ's back to normal.
Yay.
OJ, there was a lot of reports about OJ maybe switching to the other team in prison.
I hadn't heard.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
Daddy Juice he was a favorite of some of the inmates.
Oh.
Yeah, he got passed around a little bit.
Wearing the Kool-Aid as lipstick. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to straighten his life out.
I see what you did there.
First stop, Bunny Ranch. as far as I know, things are going down, Dennis Hoff said. He had earlier told Radar Online that Tom Scotto had called looking for a, quote, Nicole Brown lookalike.
No.
Yep. Simpson Insider told the Post that the disgraced gridiron great has been ordered to take a cold shower while his lawyer looks into whether a visit to the Bunny Ranch would violate terms of his Nevada parole. So I don't know if there's if it's against the rules or not. He says there's a lot of moving parts. It depends on OJ's schedules and meetings with parole officers. It's going to happen, though. The Bunny Ranch and the Bunny Ranch girls are anxious for OJ's visit. Would you want to be a girl who had to
see
OJ?
They are dying to see him. Hey, yeah. Watch out now.
Hey now.
Hey.
We don't have much time, but I want to tell you that Harvey Weinstein, who's turned out to be like a really bad guy, Brad Pitt threatened to beat him up back in the day when he harassed Gwyneth Paltrow. When they like he and Gwyneth Paltrow were dating, and Harvey Weinstein tried to
Get
some of that.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt was like, dude, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
Paltrow's one of dozens of women coming forward to accuse Weinstein of sexual misconduct. It was the encounter, which she says occurred after Weinstein hired her for the lead role in Emma, allegedly ended with him placing his hands on her and suggesting a massage, which that's his
thing.
I mean,
what's wrong with that, though?
He wanted to...
what's wrong with getting a massage?
You can't do that.
You don't want to rub my shoulders after the show? Okay.
You can't do that to female employees.
Oh, okay.
Brad threatened Harvey, got right in his face, poked him in the chest, and said, you will never do this to Gwyneth again. He made it clear there would be consequences if he tried anything again. He said, I'll give you a Missouri whooping.
Is that like a move? Is that like a Cleveland Steamer?
It is.
Or an Alabama Hot Pocket?
It is. We don't have enough time, but that's Hoffman on Hollywood. Well, good job, Barry.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
You've done good work. You've done the Lord's work.
Well,
Tyler, besides screwing up the Christopher Harris segment, I think you did a pretty good job. And not being Jong, that was good, too.
Thanks.
So, appreciate you guys. Appreciate everybody out here at Beer Market Company. Sam Adams for having us out. It's been a good time. And it looks like we have a champion. I don't know who it is. It's the green shirt guy.
Okay.
So, congratulations to the
guy.
Green guy. Yeah, steroid guy.
He's going to be tested.
Done. All right. We will see you guys tomorrow live from Fuego. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.